Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with a quick reminder of the top stories here on Al Jazeera. The US president says he thinks Russia will make a military incursion into Ukraine, but believes his counterpart, Vladimir Putin, doesn't want a full-scale conflict. Speaking at a press conference marking his first year in office, Joe Biden warned tough sanctions will be imposed on Moscow in the event of an invasion.
Do I think he'll test the West, test the United States and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. But I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for it that he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost him. And I think he'll regret having done it.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State has held talks in Ukraine to reaffirm American support. Antony Blinken warned Russia could invade at very short notice. He'll meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Friday. Aid flights from Australia and New Zealand have landed in Tonga. It's the first since Saturday's volcanic eruption and tsunami. The island has been cut off from the world since the disaster. Wayne Hay has more from Auckland.
New Zealand plane has landed and will now begin offloading its aid supplies. It has to be done, we have to remember, in a contactless fashion. That is according to the Tongan government protocol, because the Tongan authorities are very concerned about COVID-19. They've only had one case since the pandemic began. That was in October last year. So, of course, they're going through so much at the moment. The last thing they want is to deal with an outbreak of COVID-19. So all aid deliveries must be done in a contactless fashion from now on.
India has recorded its highest daily number of coronavirus infections in 8 months. Cities across the country have brought back restrictions to stem the surge driven by the Omicron variant. Britain's Prime Minister has once again told Parliament he won't be resigning over the so-called Partygate scandal. Boris Johnson urged critics to wait for the outcome of an inquiry into parties in his Downing Street residence during coronavirus lockdowns. Aid workers are warning winter storms in Syria, Jordan and Lebanon are endangering the lives of millions of refugees. CARE International says it's particularly worried about Syria. A snowstorm in the northwest is raising fears some people could freeze to death.